The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the University of Wisconsin system. This audit was published as Report Number 15-1 on February 20, 2015. The following are the report highlights. The University of Wisconsin, or UW, system provides post-secondary academic education for approximately 180,000 students. The system consists of 13 four-year universities, 13 two-year colleges, UW Extension, and UW System Administration. Under Chapter 36 of Wisconsin statutes, UW System is governed by the 18-member Board of Regents, which is responsible for appointing the UW System President, the chancellors of each of the 13 four-year universities, and UW Extension and UW Colleges, and the deans who head each of the two-year colleges. We are required by statutes to perform an annual financial audit of UW System. Our unmodified opinion on UW System's financial statements for fiscal year 2014 and fiscal year 2013 is included in its 2014 annual financial report. In completing our audit, we analyzed how UW System accounts for the use of general purpose revenue, or GPR, and tuition to fund its general program operations budget, which includes the salaries, fringe benefits, utilities, and supplies and services used to provide an education to students enrolled at UW institutions. Performed a limited review of UW System's new program revenue balances report, which was submitted to the Board of Regents and the legislature in October 2014. Reviewed tuition remissions awarded by UW institutions in fiscal year 2014. And followed up on prior audit recommendations related to security over the Human Resource System, or HRS, which is UW System's payroll and personnel system. Financial condition. In fiscal year 2014, and on the basis of generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, UW System revenue totaled $4.9 billion, and the largest revenue was student tuition and fees, which totaled $1.1 billion and was 23.4% of total revenue. UW System expenses totaled $4.8 billion, and the largest expense was salary and fringe benefits, which totaled nearly $3.0 billion and was 61.4% of total expenses. As of June 30, 2014, UW System's net position, which provides a measure of its overall financial condition, was $6.3 billion on a GAAP basis. Since the fiscal year 2011 audit, we have reported security concerns related to HRS. During the fiscal year 2014 audit, we found that UW System implemented corrective actions to address our concerns over excessive user access and the program change process. However, these corrective actions were not implemented until near or after the end of fiscal 2014, and inappropriate access continued to exist throughout fiscal year 2014. Therefore, UW System continued to be at risk that inadvertent, erroneous, or unauthorized payments or program code changes could be made, and we again report a material weakness in internal control over HRS for fiscal year 2014. General Program Operations Budget. In fiscal year 2014, UW System's total budget was $6.0 billion from all revenue sources. Of that amount, $2.2 billion was budgeted for general program operations, which includes the salaries, fringe benefits, utilities, and supplies and services used to provide an education to students enrolled at UW institutions. UW System uses a combination of GPR and tuition to fund its general program operations budget. From fiscal year 2001 through fiscal year 2014, UW System's total general program operations budget increased by $716.4 million, or by 48.6%. In fiscal year 2001, tuition funded $517.2 million, or 35.1%, of UW System's general program operations budget, and GPR funded $855.9 million, or 58.1%. In fiscal year 2014, tuition funded $1.2 billion, or 54.2%, of the general program operations budget, and GPR funded $899.6 million, or 41.1%. UW institutions do not retain all of the tuition revenue they collect. As of June 30, 2014, $76.9 million in tuition revenue collected by UW institutions remained in the system-wide tuition account, which is maintained by UW System Administration for the benefit of all UW institutions. Program revenue balances. As of June 30, 2014, UW System's total program revenue balance was $1.2 billion. Of that amount, $973.3 million was from funding sources that do not have a restriction on their use, such as tuition, auxiliary operations, and federal indirect cost reimbursement. UW System developed a policy regarding its program revenue balances and prepared its first report on program revenue balances, which was approved by the Board of Regents in October 2014. The policy was required by 2013 Wisconsin Act 20 and was approved by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and Joint Committee on Finance. We performed a limited review of the report and requested documentation to support 115 commitments categorized in the report as obligated or planned based on the level of commitment categories we created in Report 13-17. We identified instances in which the documentation provided did not support the categorization of the balance in the report. We found the categorization of federal indirect cost reimbursement balances was inappropriate in some cases. Although six institutions categorized portions of their federal indirect cost reimbursement balances as designated, there are no funding source requirements restricting the use of federal indirect cost reimbursement balances. As of June 30, 2014, $90.7 million in balances were categorized as reserves by UW institutions, and $20 million in balances were held as reserves in a system-wide tuition account. We found that 7 of 14 institutions that categorized balances as reserves did not have sufficient documentation to support the categorization. In addition, it was not clear whether reserves held in system-wide accounts are taken into consideration when institutions categorize balances as reserves. We include recommendations for UW System Administration to work to improve the accuracy and usefulness of the next Program Revenue Balances report. Tuition remission. Tuition remission is an amount of resident or non-resident tuition that is not charged to a student. We focused our review on certain statutory remissions and excluded veterans remissions. In fiscal year 2014, UW institutions granted $136.2 million in the tuition remission categories we reviewed. Under Chapter 36 of Wisconsin statutes, tuition remission may be granted to certain students. UW System has considerable discretion in determining the criteria for awarding tuition remissions, and institutions have differing interpretations of how this discretion is applied when awarding tuition remission to needy and worthy students. We include recommendations for UW System Administration to work to ensure tuition remissions are awarded by UW institutions in a consistent manner. Recommendations. We recommend UW System Administration work with the Board of Regents to improve the overall accuracy and usefulness of the Program Revenue Balances report by providing additional guidance to institutions related to the categorization of federal indirect cost reimbursement balances, providing additional guidance to institutions related to documentation required to support balances categorized as reserves, the definition of reserves, and the relationship between reserves maintained by UW System Administration and those maintained by the institutions, including additional information when an institution's reserves and undocumented balances exceed 12.0% of the expenditures from the program revenue source during the fiscal year, and considering additional review of the categorization of program revenue balances, including review by UW System's Office of Internal Audit. We further recommend UW System Administration report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by June 30, 2015, on the status of its efforts to implement these recommendations. We also recommend UW System Administration review the use of tuition remissions under Section 36.27(3) of Wisconsin statutes and the related policies and guidance provided to UW institutions. Report to the Board of Regents on the use of tuition remissions by the institutions and on the clarification of tuition remission policies and guidance provided to the institutions to ensure these remissions are being awarded in a consistent manner, and report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by October 30, 2015, on the status of its efforts to implement these recommendations for all existing categories of these statutory tuition remissions. To view the full text of this and other publications from the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab.